Welcome back to Amud Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechet Megillah. Daf Chafei Amud Beis, finishing the third perek, and we are beginning on Chafei Amud Aleph. Always, as always, learning it's a sechus and merit. The hostages should return home. The soldiers should return home, and Israel should emerge victorious and have the ability to withstand all the outside pressures so they can do what they need to do. Ma'aseh Reuven Nikra L'Targum. We're going to go through various parts of the Torah and Tanakh that either we read and don't translate because we're afraid a translation can lead to mistranslation or a wrong impression. Things we don't read at all, and things we read and translate. So Ma'aseh Reuven, the story of Reuven, when he goes and he does something. You know, from the simple reading of the verse, it seems like he sleeps with one of Yaakov's wives, although the Chachamim tell us he didn't have to do that, rather he just moved the bed, because if you translate it, literally, it sounds like he slept with them, so the story is read, we don't translate it, so we don't give the wrong impression. Ma'aseh Tamar Nikra M'Targum, the story of Tamar, with Yehuda is read and translated. Ma'aseh Egel Rishon Nikra M'Targum, the story of the golden calf is read and translated. Then the shame, the second time it shows up, Nikra L'Targum, we read it, we don't translate it. Why? Again, the Gemara will explain it. Birchas Kohanim, we don't, Ma'aseh David Amnon, Nikra L'Targum, the story, Birchas Kohanim, the story of David and Amnon, which again, will explain all why these things are read. The story there is, is that Amnon basically seduces his sister Tamar, and we'll explain this, half-sister, we'll explain there why it's read, but not translated. We don't read the Markava, which is the part of the Yecheskel dealing with the celestial beings, the more, I think you could say, almost Kabbalistic part of it, but it's the part dealing with what's going on in the sky. We don't read that as a Haftorah. Yehuda Mata, Yehuda says, Yekud, Elazar Omer, Ein Maftirin be Yehuda es Yerushalayim. It says in Yecheskel, there's a chapter talking about all the different things that Jews in Yerushalayim were doing. It's very negative about Yerushalayim, so you don't read it. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. The things that we read and translate, things we read and don't translate, things we don't read at all. Elo Nikra M'Targum. The following things are read and translated. Balat Ankin Nashpa Simon. So a mnemonic for remembering it is that each one starts with the first of these letters. Basis for Ma'aseh Bereishis, Nikra M'Targum, we read the story of creation. Pshita, of course we read it. It's part of the Torah. Might not think you would have thought. Once you start reading the first paragraph of Bereishis, it brings all sorts of questions. What is above? What is below? Turn the page. What is before? What is after? I mean, you can bring up all these great questions of creation. We're not concerned. We can read and translate it. The story of Lot and his two daughters, when it took place in the cave there, is read and translated. It's obvious. You might think we'd be concerned about the honor of Avram, who was his uncle. Kamash Balan, we still read it. Ma'aseh Tamar Yehuda Nikra M'Targum, the story of Tamar and Yehuda, where Yehuda basically sees Tamar, doesn't realize it's his daughter-in-law, and he has relations with her, and ultimately he reveals to her, she is willing to get thrown into a fiery furnace, but he reveals to everyone that he sinned. It's read and translated, Pit Tamar Tema. Lichus Kovad Yehuda, we should be concerned about Yehuda, the honor of Yehuda, Kamash Balan, Shiflu Dad Odi. No, it's actually... It's not embarrassing to him, but actually it's great praise that he might have made a mistake, but then he confesses to his sin. Ma'aseh Egel Rishon Nikra M'Targum. The story of the Egel is read and translated. Pshita. Ma'atim Lechos Lekovin Shiso. We should be concerned about the honor of Yisrael. K'mashmolan Kol Shekein Nichalo. It's actually better for them, the Ahavi Lukapar, that by reading it, it serves as an atonement for them. The embarrassment of reading it serves as an atonement for them. Kolos Baruch Nikra M'Targum. The curses and the blessings are read and translated. Pshita. Ma'atim Lechos Dilmot Pegia. The idea of the Tipura. We're going to make everyone disheartened to hear the curses. Kamash Blan, we don't do that. Actually, that's why some people even have the custom that they read it in an undertone, which I don't think is so appropriate. At the end of the day, Mars this year, we read it. We read it. It's part of the Torah. And the Torah doesn't say here, even though it's part of the Torah, we don't read it. We read it. Once it's part of the Torah, we should read it properly, the way it should be read. Okay. As far as Onshin Nikra M'Targum, the warnings and the punishments in the Torah for every punishment, every losses in the Torah, that has a punishment, also has a warning for it as well, which is important. Maybe people would only serve God out of fear of him and not because of the fact we should do it because it's the right thing to do. We don't have this concern. Or the story of Amnon and Tamar is read and translated. The story of Avshalom is read and translated. We should be concerned for the honor of David. No. The story of the concubine of Giva. Not going to go into that now, but the long story takes place there. You can look it up in Shoftim. I think it's Perek Yitess or so. Nikra M'Targum. Pshit, that's obvious. My name Lechus Kovad Binyamin. We should be concerned with the honor of Binyamin, who basically they ended up involved themselves in this gang rape of this girl. Kamash Blon, no. Hodas Yushalayim Astavos Nikra M'Targum. The part of the part of the of the Navi, specifically Cheskel, which is make known to Yerushalayim her abomination, is read and translated. Pshita, obviously. So Lefukim de Reilazer. This is coming to exclude Reilazer. In our Mishnah, the Tanya says the following: Ma'isba Adam Achad Shu Korer Lamalim Rabbi Elazar Hod Yerushalayim as Tavaseha. He goes before Rabbi Elazar starts reading about Yerushalayim and all her abominations. Amar Lo, Rabbi Elazar gets very upset. Ashat the Bodi Gatavas Yerushalayim. Say about the Tavas Imcha. It goes before you start talking about investigating and talking about it, called giddily about, you know, giddy about the abominations of Yerushalayim. Why don't you go and investigate the abominations of your mother? Went after him and found that he had some sort of blemish in his descent. Okay, that's why he says you shouldn't read it. Next part is the following are read but not translated because we're concerned that it could be misinterpreted or it paints people in a bad light. Rav Dun Simon. So Rav Dun, again, is just mnemonic to remember it. Ma'is Ruben Nikra Olam HaTargum, the story of Ruben is read, not translated. Ma'is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Shalach Kabul. So one time Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was in Kabul. I wonder if that's actually Afghanistan or just some other place called Kabul, probably some other place. So in Chazar's reading, it came to pass when Yisrael was dwelling, right? This is right prior to the story. And then don't stop translating. Basically, when you get to the part of Yehuda, of Reuben, excuse me, they praised him for what he did because you can easily misinterpret what took place there. Okay, the story of the second golden calf is not translated. What is that? From it says when Moshe says this in Shemos Lamed Beis. Until the end of it. Why? Tanya Rishimon ben Elazar Omer LaOlam Yeh Adam Zayir B'Chuvaso Shintel Chuvaso Sheshu Aaron Moshe Pikro Ham Rorim Shnemar VaYishluchu BaEish V'Yotze Egel Zeh. He says people should be careful with the answers because they reply that Aaron gave to Moshe. People basically acted brazenly. So what's going on here? It's all very unclear. So basically, the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the reason we don't read the second half. And the answer is because the pasuk seems to say. Aaron says to Moshe, Moshe says, what's going on here? He says, I threw it into the fire and out came this calf. Right? That's what he said. However, if you read it carefully, or if you misconstrue it, which is that these Pikro HaMerarim, the agitators, these rabble rousers, they said, no, it's rather, it's Vayishlu Eish, that the Vayetzva Eagle, the fire came out of the calf. Not the calf came out of the fire, but the fire came out of the calf, trying to say there's some sort of deity here. So because of that, we don't read it because you can misconstrue the words of Aaron. And we also give a warning that be careful how you phrase things because people who have the wrong intentions in mind, the demagogues, the agitators, they will find ways to misconstrue what you're saying and make it sound bad. Okay, Birchas HaMikra Melotar, we read the Birchas Kohan, we read it. We don't translate. Why? My time of Yishim Tziv, Yisa Hashem Espanov. It says God should turn his countenance towards you. It sounds like God is favoring the Jewish people for no reason. So we don't want to give that impression. Now, the Gemara Bracha tells us why God, interesting Gemara, fascinating Gemara, why God favors the Jewish people. I think the angels come before God and say, God, why is it you favor the Jewish people? After all, you wrote the Torah, you can't take bribery and you can't show favoritism to anyone. And God says, because I told them that they have to bench when they only eat a kibetza, an egg's worth, and they bench even when they eat an olive's worth, a smaller amount. Okay. Ma'isa David Amno lo nikra v'lo targum. The episode of David and Amno is not read and not translated. So a minute ago we said it is. Hello, look up five lines. We say it is translated. Sometimes it says Amen ben David, and sometimes it says Amen Stama. It says Amen ben David. So then when it says Amen ben David, that would reflect bad him. It just says Amen himself, it's not associated with David. Tanu Rabbanan says the rabbis called Mikros Ksum Batar Lignai. All the parts of the Torah there are certain words that could be read, one way. We read it in a more positive way. I think here it's not necessarily in bad, but we'll see. Can go an example. Yashligo yashkivinu. The word yashgilinu is read as yashkivenu. So what's again? So just explained to us. The Torah says ish tirv ish ta'ares the ish acher yashkilenu. You betroth a woman and another man will sleep with her. So instead we read it as lie with her rather than sleep with her because it's a more delicate expression. So basically, we're going to go through a bunch of examples where we switch out words to make them a little more delicate or sensitive. Lashon Sakinar, if you will. Bapolim, batuchrim, chironim, divyonim, lochas, areham, leshtos, esme, shenehem, tichareim to drink mimei shneim, we read as lochas tavosam lishtos es mimei ragleim. Again, there it's talking about excrement and urine, and we want to read in a more positive way. Okay. Lemachas lemotzis. Lemachas relays a motzis. Okay. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omar lemachas keshemen. It's read as it's written. There, what's happening there is this is referring to the bow, which is one of the carbons, basically going to the bathroom, and we, because it's an embarrassment for him, we said we don't have to read it. Because it's embarrassment to the idol, we don't have to read it in a more positive, euphemistic way. We can read it the way it is. Okay. Omer of Nachman, kol litzanos asur bar milatzanos tabura kocham disharei. Nachman says, mockery, litzanos, cynicism, is forbidden, with the exception of cynicism and mockery of idolatry. That one's allowed to. The ksiv, kara bal kares novo. It says, bal squats, novo splashes. Uksiv, karasu, karu, yachtav lo yichlu late mesa. They squat together, and they're not delivered their burden. So this is referring to the fact, basically saying, that these avodah zarah, they think you're so great, they can't even go to the bathroom. Okay. Furthermore, Rav Yanai Omer Mehacha, Rav Yanai says, Eglos base oven yagiru shachin shomrim. Ki oven olav imo kumar olav gilu. This is found in Hosea. It's people mourn over it, and likewise priests who had rejoiced over it, for its glory that has departed from it. Says the Gemara, it's talking again about Avodah Zarah. Al tikri kavod ela kevedu. Don't read it as kavod, as a glory. Rather, read it, it's a plain words, as a burden. Meaning, and the burden here is the feces of it that weigh it down. Okay, point is that we're basically doing plays on words and being cynical about Avodah Zarah. Amar vunabar menuch mishmei derav achab rei derav ika. Shari le levar Yisrael lemeir le over the kolchavim meju can tell an adulter shikle alavoyz kolchavim anicha b'shin tov shelo. Take your idol and place it in the you know where. Amar Rav Ashi haiman desani deshimunei concerning one whose reputation is not good. Shari le levazid gamil v'shava. You can embarrass him with the gimel shin, which is some sort of Rashi says here. It's calling him the son of an adulteress. You son of an adulteress. You basically give them bad names. When it comes to these sort of people, Haiman de Shapra Shmune, Sharlov Shmuche, a certain one who has a perfect reputation, you can praise them. Amanda Shapka, Yanukle, Birchas Arosho. You're going to want to praise him, blessings to rest on his head. Okay, so basically, we got for this last Gemara is you can make fun of Avodah Zarah and idolaters and those who don't follow the right ways, and we should all praise good people. I wish you all a wonderful day.